How could he, every possession lost, every value destroyed, suffering from hunger, cold, and brutality, hourly expecting extermination, how could he find life worth preserving? A psychiatrist who personally has faced such extremity is a psychiatrist worth listening to. He, if anyone, should be able to view our human condition wisely and with compassion. Dr. Frankl's words have a profoundly honest ring, for they rest on experiences too deep for deception. What he has to say gains in prestige because of his present position on the medical faculty of the university in Vienna, and because of the renown of the logotherapy clinics that today are springing up in many lands, patterned on his own famous neurological polyclinic in Vienna. One cannot help but compare Viktor Frankl's approach to theory and therapy with the work of his predecessor, Sigmund Freud. Both physicians concern themselves primarily with the nature and cure of neuroses. Freud finds the root of these distressing disorders in the anxiety caused by conflicting and unconscious motives. Frankl distinguishes several forms of neurosis and traces some of them, the noogenic neuroses, to the failure of the sufferer to find meaning and a sense of responsibility in his existence. Freud stresses frustration in the sexual life. Frankl, frustration